Moving on to our next story right here in the top five, Press TV. Russia and Germany have defended the construction of a vast undersea gas pipeline between the two countries despite opposition from the United States. The project, known as Nord Stream 2, would link Germany and Russia via the Baltic Sea. Berlin says it backs the project. Russia says Moscow and its European partners are the ones to decide about the project.
I understand the U.S. president is defending the interests of his business. He wants to push his product onto the European market. But it depends on us, how we build our relations with our partners. It will depend on our partners in Europe. We believe the pipeline is beneficial for us. We will fight for it.
Putin was speaking at a joint press conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in the Russian city of Sochi. The Nord Stream 2 project will export the Russian natural gas to Germany, as well as Northern Europe. It will be completed next year. But U.S. media say President Donald Trump wants Germany to drop the project as one of the conditions for a trade deal with Europe. A U.S. government official has also said that companies involved in the project face a higher risk of being hit with American sanctions. Turning to London, joined by publisher and editor of Politics First, Mr. Marcus Papadopoulos. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, now, what do you think? Do you think that we'll actually reach that point that the United States would sanction European companies?
I think it is a distinct possibility. This pipeline is of immense importance to both Berlin and Moscow. For Germany, it means that it will be in receipt of vast amounts of Russian natural gas, which is crucial to German industry and therefore crucial overall to the German economy. And for Russia, it will be in receipt of a very significant amount of money. Now, the Americans are not at all happy about this. Why? Because America feels very threatened by what is a very resurgent Russia on the international stage. And messiahs Trump and Bolton are looking back to the early 1980s to see how America laid the foundation for eventually winning the Cold War. And how did America win the Cold War against the Soviet Union? Well, effectively, it bankrupt the Soviet Union. So in 2018, Mr. Trump is looking to strangle the Russian economy. By strangling the Russian economy, by depriving it of a vast amount of money, for example, in this context, from Germany, that is a way that you can bring down this resurgent Russia.
And so, well, let's look at the possible scenarios, because on the one hand, Germans, they don't seem like they're willing to back down. The project is only a year away from completion, and obviously something that is going to be beneficial for both sides. So what's the possible scenario if the Germans actually did not cancel this deal? They continue with it and dealing with the Trump White House. I go back to my previous question. The possibility of actually sanctioning German companies and the possible effects that that could have.
Well, whilst Germany is a very close friend and ally to the United States, nonetheless, the Germans understand that their trade and economic relationship in general with Russia is very important to the German economy, and Germany is not going to allow anything to scupper this agreement with Moscow, because as I said, German industry is heavily dependent on Russian natural gas. Mm-hmm. So it is not in the interests for Germany to be bullied into submission by, as I said, messiahs Trump and Bolton. Okay. And Germany and Russia understand that their relationship is very, very important. And it has to be said that the mindset of Germans and Russians is not too dissimilar, and they do not like being intimidated. They do not like being bullied. And
Okay,
I
and
believe
we'll have
any
to leave it
rule.
there, but appreciate you being with us. And of course, definitely a story we're keeping our eyes on. Marcos Papadopoulos, publisher and editor of Politics First out of London.